Welcome to the deep dive. You know, job hunting, it can often feel like you're trying to navigate this massive, confusing maze, right? Or maybe, if we're being honest, sometimes it feels a lot like online dating. Everyone's trying to put their best foot forward, maybe stretching the truth just a little.
Right, yeah. And you're just hoping to make that perfect connection, that right match.
Exactly. It's that first impression, trying to spark some curiosity in what feels like a really crowded room.
It is. It's a competitive landscape out there.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today, this deep dive. It's a custom tailored for you, built from the stack of sources and research you shared with us.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission, well, it's really to demystify the modern job search. We want to turn what feels overwhelming, kind of murky, into a clear, strategic journey.
Yeah, give you a shortcut, basically, so you feel well-informed and confident.
Precisely. So you can land that role you really want.
And we're pulling insights directly from your guide, which covers, well, everything from decoding those tricky applicant tracking systems.
The ATS.
Right, all the way to acing your interviews and, you know, crafting those crucial follow-up messages.
So we're essentially building a toolkit here for you, step by step.
Yeah.
We'll start by shining a light on those digital gatekeepers, the applicant tracking systems.
Yep.
Then we'll move into crafting resumes that, you know, really stand out in just seconds.
That 6-second rule.
Exactly. Before tackling how to write cover letters that actually scream, I want this specific job.
Not just any job.
Right. After that, we'll get you ready to confidently walk into any interview. And finally, we'll cover that crucial last impression, the follow-up. Ready to jump in?
Let's do it.
Okay, so have you ever spent hours, like hours, perfecting a resume, feeling really good about it, only for it to seemingly vanish into like a digital black hole? It's so frustrating.
Oh, it is. It feels like shouting into the void, but you're definitely not alone there.
So what's happening?
Well, the truth is your resume probably didn't just get lost. It was likely filtered out by an applicant tracking system, or ATS.
Ah, the infamous ATS.
Yeah. Think of it like a robotic assistant. It quickly stands, screens, and then ranks resumes based on specific criteria the employer sets.
Okay.
So understanding how this software works isn't just helpful. It's absolutely crucial. It can dramatically improve your odds of even getting seen by human eyes.
Right. Now, we all know companies need efficiency. They get hundreds, maybe thousands of resumes for one job.
Yeah, the volume is huge.
But beyond just speed, is there like a less obvious reason employers rely so much on these systems?
That's a really good question. I think the often overlooked advantage is how ATS enforces consistency in screening.
Consistency? How so?
Well, it means a good, you know, ATS-optimized resume actually has a fairer shot than one that might just get skimmed by a tired human reviewer having a bad day.
Huh. Okay, I hadn't thought of it that way. It kind of levels the playing field.
In a surprising way, yeah.
Yeah.
The system scans for specific keywords, phrases, qualifications, job titles, skills, education details, stuff that's explicitly laid out in the job description. Resumes with a higher keyword match, they score higher, and those are the ones the human hiring managers actually review first.
Okay, so the good news here is tailoring your resume for ATS success, it isn't like rocket science, right? It just needs some intentional effort.
Exactly.
How do we make sure our documents actually speak ATS?
Okay, first, and your guide really hammers this home, use relevant keywords. Read that job description like it's a treasure map.
Okay.
Identify the most important terms, skills, experiences, qualifications. Then you need to naturally weave those exact terms into your resume.
Where specifically?
Especially in your skill section, your work experience descriptions, and your professional summary.
Got it.
So for instance, if a job posting mentions, say, social media marketing, SEO, and Google Analytics, you absolutely need to make sure those exact terms are in your document somewhere.
That makes perfect sense. Mirror the language. But what about formatting? I've seen some really slick, like, graphical resume templates online. Are those okay?
That's a common trap. And it's where a lot of candidates, you know, inadvertently trip themselves up.
How so?
Well, ATS systems typically struggle with complex stuff. Things like tables, text boxes, fancy graphics, even multiple columns can confuse them.
Really? Okay. So simple is better.
Absolutely. Stick to simple, clean formatting, standard fonts, think Arial, Calibri, Times New Roman, clear headings, consistent bullet points. Think functional, not flashy, at least for the bots.
Okay, functional, not flashy. What about acronyms like SEO or CRM? Did I spell them out or just use the shorthand?
Good question. Always spell out acronyms the first time they appear. Then put the acronym in parentheses right after, like Search Engine Optimization, SEO.
Oh, okay.
This makes sure the ATS recognizes both forms so you don't accidentally miss out on a keyword match.
Smart. Now, what if my old job title, say, it doesn't quite match the new one I'm applying for, but the actual work, the responsibilities, were super similar? That feels like it could be a headache for the ATS.
You're right, it can be. But there's a pretty simple fix. You just need to bridge the gap. Well, if your previous title differs slightly, but the work was similar, you can clearly mention both. For example, maybe list digital marketing manager, similar to marketing specialist role.
Okay, that clarifies it.
And finally, make sure you emphasize relevant skills clearly. Create a dedicated skills section, or maybe call it core competencies.
Right.
Use bullet points there to highlight the exact abilities listed in the job posting. Things like social media marketing, SEO and SEM strategies, or Google Analytics and AdWords. This dedicated section, it's really crucial for the ATS scan.
Okay, so we know what to do. What are the big ATS pitfalls we absolutely need to avoid? Like the definite no-nos.
Right. Definitely avoid keyword stuffing. That's just unnatural repetition of keywords.
Like just listing SEO, SEO, SEO.
Exactly. ATS algorithms are actually getting smarter, and that can sometimes flag your resume negatively.
Okay, good to know. What else?
Also, don't put important info in headers or footers. ATS often struggles to scan those areas properly. Graphics or images are a definite no-go. The ATS just can't read them.
Right, it sees code, not pictures.
Precisely. And stick to conventional section headings. Use things like work experience, education, professional summary. Avoid getting too creative there.
Keep it standard. Okay, let's take a real-world example from your material. Say a job description is looking for a customer service representative with experience in client relationship management, conflict resolution, and proficiency in CRM software. How would an optimized ATS-friendly resume line look for that?
Okay, a perfectly optimized line would read something very close to: experienced customer service representative, skilled in client relationship management, effective conflict resolution, and proficient in popular CRM software.
Wow, so it's almost word for word.
Exactly. What's critical here is that precise mirroring of the language. It ensures the ATS recognizes all those crucial keywords and clearly sees you as a relevant candidate.
Okay.
The real insight here isn't just about, you know, jamming in keywords. It's understanding the ATS isn't trying to trick you. It's simply looking for an exact match.
So it's a system to understand and work with, not some impossible barrier.
Precisely. Optimize for it, and you get past the gatekeeper.
Okay, so we've made sure our resume actually gets past the bots. That's hurdle one. The next crucial challenge, though, is grabbing the attention of the humans, right? Because even the most perfectly formatted, ATS-friendly document won't get you an interview if it doesn't immediately scream ideal candidate to a person scanning it.
And that's exactly where the art of the concise, targeted resume comes in.
Right.
And this is where that 6 seconds rule really hits home. Employers, recruiters, they typically spend only about 6 seconds, maybe a tiny bit more, scanning a resume initially.
6 seconds. That's not a lot of time.
It really isn't. So to stand out in that lightning fast review, your resume absolutely must quickly highlight your most relevant skills, experiences, and achievements. And crucially, in a way that directly aligns with what that specific employer needs.
So it's definitely not a biography then. It's more like a targeted marketing tool.
That's the perfect way to think about it. It's your personal marketing document designed to captivate human eyes in those precious few seconds.
Okay, so how do we make it the best marketing tool possible? What are the key elements?
Well, start strong. You need a targeted professional summary right at the top.
Okay.
This is a short, powerful intro, maybe 3 or 4 lines. It clearly states who you are professionally and the unique value you bring to this specific role.
Can you give an example of weak versus strong?
Sure. A weak one might be something generic like experienced professional seeking a challenging new role. It says nothing.
Or very vague.
A strong one would be more like results-driven marketing specialist with over 5 years experience developing SEO and social media campaigns that increased client engagement by up to 40%. See the difference?
Huge difference.
Yes.
It immediately tells them what you can do for them.
Exactly. And that leads right into the next point, which your guide really drives home, and it connects perfectly back to our ATS chat, tailoring for each job application.
Yes. No generic resumes.
Never, never submit a generic resume. Each one absolutely must be customized for the specific job you're applying for.
Why is that so critical, even for the human reader?
Because it shows you've actually read the job description and you understand what they need. You highlight only the most relevant experiences, skills, and achievements that match their requirements.
So instead of saying something like, handled various marketing projects.
Right, which is, again, super vague. You'd say something like, led social media marketing campaigns on LinkedIn and Instagram, resulting in a 25% increase in online engagement and client acquisition.
Much more specific and impactful.
Yeah, that targeted approach makes your resume really jump off the page for the reader.
And that makes sense. It also goes hand in hand with using the right keywords and job titles clearly, which we just covered for ATS. But it matters for humans too, right?
Absolutely. Humans scan for keywords too. Match those key skills and qualifications directly to the language in the job posting.
So if the post asks for project management, team leadership, and agile methodologies,
your resume should reflect that clearly. Maybe phrase it as expertise in agile methodologies, successfully leading diverse teams in complex project management scenarios. That alignment signals relevance immediately to both the bot and the human reader.
Okay, now, you know, I hear a lot about using quantifiable achievements. It sounds great, it makes sense, but I think a lot of people struggle with how to actually do that effectively. How do we make those numbers really work for us?
That's a great point. It's not just about throwing numbers in. Employers value measurable results because they show impact. Vague descriptions just don't cut it.
So instead of saying, like, improved team efficiency.
Exactly. You need to be specific. Say something like, implemented a new project management system, reducing project completion times by 20% and increasing productivity across the department by 15%.
Okay. The number plus the context.
Right. The true power isn't just the number itself. It's connecting how your specific action led to that specific result. It makes your resume compelling, credible, and clearly illustrates your impact.
Makes sense. And even for the human reader, keeping it concise and visually clear is still key for that quick 6-second scan, right?
Absolutely vital. Use bullet points for responsibilities and achievements. Try to limit descriptions to one or maybe two lines max.
Keep it tight.
Yeah, use clear, consistent headings. And don't underestimate the power of white space. It makes it easier to scan.
Good tip.
And finally, be ruthless about focusing only on relevant skills and experiences. Prioritize everything based on what the job description asks for. If you have older roles that don't really align anymore,
what do you do?
Minimize them. Make the descriptions very brief, or maybe even omit them entirely if they're really old and irrelevant. Focus the prime real estate on what matters now for this job.
Okay, so for example, for a marketing role, a targeted skills section pulled from your material might list things like social media management, specifically Instagram, LinkedIn, SEO and content marketing, and Google Analytics and AdWords.
Yeah.
Very specific.
Exactly. That instantly tells the employer you have the specific technical skills they're looking for.
And then education and credentials. How should we handle those?
Include them clearly, but keep it concise. List relevant degrees, certifications, or training. Again, tailoring it slightly, if needed, to the position.
So maybe like Bachelor of Business Administration,
ABA,
Marketing University of Arizona 2018, Certified Digital Marketing Specialist, Digital Marketing Institute 2020, something like that.
Perfect. Clear, concise, relevant.
Okay, let's look at that real world comparison from your guide again. The generic entry was provided customer support and helped solve problems.
Yeah, pretty bland.
Versus the targeted, concise entry. Managed customer support interactions, resolving over 100 customer inquiries per week, improving customer satisfaction scores by 30% through responsive, proactive communication.
What a difference.
It's like night and day, isn't it? The targeted example immediately communicates relevance, value, and crucially, measurable success.
It's not just what you did. Exactly. It's the impact you made, and that's the critical insight here. Your resume isn't just a list of duties you performed. It should be a compelling story of the solutions you provided and the value you created. That's what makes you look like an ideal candidate.
Okay, so you've optimized your resume for the ATS. You've made it concise and targeted for the human reader. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But now, let's talk cover letters.
The cover letter.
Yeah. Just mentioning them can cause, like, a collective groan, right?
Yeah.
You've spent all this time polishing your resume, and now you need another perfectly personalized document. It feels like so much extra work.
It can feel that way, definitely, but I promise you it's absolutely worth the effort.
Why? Convince me.
Okay, think of your cover letter like this. It's the virtual handshake. It's that brief initial conversation you'd have with an employer if you were meeting them in person for the first time.
Okay. I like that analogy.
It's your chance to clearly introduce yourself, show a bit of your personality, and most importantly, explicitly connect your experiences to exactly what that employer needs for that role.
so it adds context the resume can't.
Precisely. A great cover letter transforms your application from just, you know, another generic submission into something personal, compelling, and highly relevant. It's your chance to convey genuine enthusiasm and personality things a resume alone just can't capture.
Okay, so beyond just being polite or expected, what does a really personalized cover letter actually do for a candidate? How does it help?
Well, first off, it tells the employer, I specifically want this job at this company.
Right, not just, I need a job.
Exactly. A generic cover letter basically screams, I'm applying everywhere and anywhere. Personalization, on the other hand, demonstrates genuine interest, real motivation, and, frankly, effort. And those are qualities every single employer wants to see.
Makes sense.
It highlights your unique fit for their specific needs, shows you've done your homework about their company, lets you directly connect your strengths to their requirements, and truly distinguishes you from that pile of generic applications.
Okay, you've sold me on the why. Let's unpack the how. What are the steps to crafting these personalized cover letters? Step one.
Step one, as your guide really emphasizes, do.
Research.
Research.
Okay. Before writing anything.
Before you write a single word. Carefully research the company and the specific job description. You need to understand their mission, their values, maybe some recent challenges or successes they've had.
Where do you find this stuff?
Check their company website, their social media feeds, look for news articles about them, read about a support ES or values pages, and really dissect that job description to identify the key skills and experiences they're emphasizing. This deep dive into their world is what allows you to tailor your message effectively.
Okay, research done. Step two, create a strong, personalized opening. I'm guessing to whom it may concern is definitely out.
Oh, absolutely, completely out. Avoid those generic, impersonal openings like the plague.
So what should you do instead?
Personalize it. If you can find the hiring manager's name, use it. If not, address it to the hiring team or department. Mention the specific job title you're applying for right away. Even better, reference something specific about the company or the role that caught your eye.
Can you compare weak versus strong again?
Sure. Weak opening. I am writing to apply for the marketing position advertised on job board.
Yeah, very dry.
Strong opening. I am excited to apply for the marketing coordinator role at company name. Your recent social media campaign promoting sustainability particularly resonated with my passion for environmentally conscious marketing strategies. See how that second one immediately grabs attention and shows interest.
Big difference. Okay, so you've hooked them with the opening.
Yeah.
Step three is aligning your strengths with their needs.
Yes, and you need to be explicit about it. Don't make them connect the dots. In the body of your letter, directly link your specific experiences and achievements to their stated requirements from the job description.
How would that sound?
For instance, the job posting mentions that you're looking for someone with strong content marketing experience. In my previous role at previous company, I developed and executed content strategies that resulted in a 45% increase in organic website traffic, aligning directly with your stated goal of improving audience engagement.
Ah, so you reference the posting, state your skill, and give a result.
Exactly. You're making the connection crystal clear for them.
Yep.
It demonstrates immediate fit.
Okay. Step four, highlight your enthusiasm and interest. This feels like it could come across as fake or over the top if you're not careful. How do you do it authentically?
That's a fair concern. The key is genuine enthusiasm. Think about why you are actually drawn to this specific company and this specific role. What genuinely excites you? Employers appreciate knowing why you chose them out of all the options. So use phrases that reflect that. Maybe something like, what particularly excites me about this opportunity at company name is your commitment to innovation in digital marketing, especially your recent campaign focused on customer storytelling. I'm passionate about creating authentic connections through creative storytelling.
So focus on specifics about them that appeal to you.
Exactly. Authentic enthusiasm signals motivation and hints at a potentially strong cultural fit, and that's something a resume just can't convey on its own.
Got it. And finally, step five. Close with a clear, confident next step. You mentioned no passive endings. So, no, I hope to hear from you.
Precisely. Avoid passive, wishy-washy endings. You need to close assertively, but still respectfully.
So instead of, I hope to hear from you.
Try something like, I would welcome the opportunity to further discuss how my experience and targeted content marketing strategies could add value to your team. Thank you for considering my application. I look forward to the possibility of speaking with you soon.
Okay, that sounds much more proactive.
Yeah, a clear, confident closing reinforces your professionalism and leaves a strong final impression.
Let's use that real-world example from your sources again. Someone applying for for a communications specialist role at a nonprofit. How might that personalized letter sound?
Right. It might start strongly like, I'm thrilled to apply for the communications specialist role at nonprofit name. Your recent campaign advocating for accessible education resonates deeply with my personal passion for leveraging communications for social impact. Right.
Connects to their mission immediately.
Exactly. And then the body would go on to highlight specific, relevant achievements, maybe mentioning projects similar to theirs, and consistently expressing genuine enthusiasm for their specific mission and work.
Okay.
This kind of personalized approach immediately demonstrates the unique fit and genuine enthusiasm we talked about, and that makes a significant impact.
So the core insight here is,
it's that a personalized cover letter isn't just about adding more words to your application. It's about adding your voice, showing your interest, and demonstrating intentionality. That's what transforms your application from just another one in the pile to something truly compelling.
Okay, makes total sense. So you've navigated the ATS, crafted a killer targeted resume, written a compelling personalized cover letter, and boom, you've landed an interview.
Yes, that's a huge step.
It feels fantastic, right?
Uh-huh.
Until that realization hits, oh wait, now I actually have to do the interview and ace it.
Right, the interview stage.
If the thought of interviews makes your heart race a bit, maybe your palms sweat. You're definitely not alone.
Oh, interview anxiety is incredibly common.
But here's the good news, the really good news.
Yeah.
Interviews aren't some mysterious, impossible to master ritual. They're actually a skill. And like any skill, they can be practiced and honed.
That's absolutely right. With the right preparation, some focused storytelling techniques, and a structured approach, you can walk in there confidently and really showcase your skills, your experiences, and crucially, your genuine enthusiasm for the role.
And you mentioned a secret weapon.
I did. One of the most effective ways to approach interviews, especially for those behavioral questions, you know, the tell me about a time when Westworld questions, is by leveraging the STAR method.
STAR. Okay, what does that stand for?
Situation, task, action, result, STAR. It's truly a fantastic framework for organizing your thoughts and delivering clear, concise answers, especially when you're under pressure.
Okay, STAR. We'll definitely unpack that. But let's start with the overall preparation. Step one seems obvious, but maybe it's not. Thorough research.
Absolutely essential. Preparation is truly your best friend when it comes to interviews. You need to spend quality time researching the company again.
Even more than for the cover letter.
Yes. Go deeper. Understand its culture, its values, recent news or projects, key players if you can find them. And of course, reread that specific job description very carefully.
Why is this level of research so important for the interview itself?
Because being knowledgeable clearly shows your genuine interest. It's impressive to the interviewer. Plus, it helps you tailor your answers specifically to their context and needs. Knowing about them boosts your confidence immensely, too.
Good point. Okay, research done. Step two is preparing compelling stories and examples. This feels like where it gets really interesting, right? It's not just about listing qualifications anymore.
Exactly. Interviews are fundamentally about demonstrating your skills and competencies through engaging narratives. They want to hear how you operate.
So what should we focus on?
Think about specific examples from your past achievements, challenging situations, projects where you clearly demonstrated relevant skills, things like problem solving, team collaboration, leadership, effective communication, taking initiative, maybe innovation.
So have these stories ready to go.
Yes. Prepare clear, compelling stories for each key competency relevant to the job. Having these ready ensures you can provide meaningful, memorable answers on the spot. Remember, people connect with and remember stories much better than just dry facts or bullet points.
Okay, stories ready. Now let's get back to that STAR method. How exactly does it work for structuring responses to those behavioral questions?
Right. The STAR method is your absolute go-to for any question that starts like, tell me about a time when, or describe a situation where...
Okay, break it down for us. STAR.
Okay. S is for situation. First, you briefly describe the context. Set the scene, for example. In my previous role as a project manager, our team faced a sudden, unexpected scope change on a major client project.
Okay, situation. Got it. T.
T is for task. Clearly explain what your specific task or responsibility was within that situation. My task was to reassess the project plan, communicate the impact to the client, and realign the team within 48 hours.
Okay, task.
A is for action. This is crucial. Outline the specific actions you personally took to address the task. So I immediately convened a team meeting, analyzed the new requirements, developed three potential action plans with revised timelines and resource needs, and then presented the best option to the client.
Specific actions. Okay. And finally, R.
R is for result. Clearly describe the positive outcomes of your actions. What happened? As a result, the client approved the revised plan, the team successfully adapted, and we delivered the project on the new schedule, actually strengthening the client relationship through proactive communication.
Wow. Okay. STAR, situation, task, action, result. That structure makes it so much clearer.
It really does. Using STAR structures your responses logically, it highlights your specific contributions and achievements, and it impresses interviewers because you're giving them a concise, complete story with a clear beginning, middle, and end.
That definitely makes answering those tricky, tell me about a time when questions feel much less daunting. What about anticipating other common questions? Are there typical ones we should prepare for?
Yes, absolutely. While every interview is unique, certain questions pop up very frequently. Your guide details them beautifully. You should definitely prepare for classics like, tell me about yourself.
The dreaded opener.
Right. Also, why do you want to work here? Why this role? Describe a time you faced a challenge. That's where STAR comes in handy again.
Okay.
Also, what are your greatest strengths? And the flip side, what is your greatest weakness?
The weakness question. Always tricky.
It is. And often, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Preparing concise, honest, and tailored responses to these common questions in advance makes a huge difference. It frees up your mental energy during the actual interview to focus on delivery and connection.
Makes sense. And the final step in interview prep, step 5.
Step 5 is about consciously communicating your enthusiasm and genuine interest throughout the interview.
How important is that, really?
Hugely important. Employers want to hire people who are genuinely excited about the opportunity. Clearly express why you're excited, how this role aligns with your career goals, and what specifically appeals to you about this company.
Could you give some examples of how to phrase that?
Sure. You could say things like, what excites me most about this role is the chance to work closely with a creative team committed to pushing boundaries in industry area, or your company's mission to company mission aligns so closely with my personal values regarding related value.
So again, connecting it back to them specifically.
Exactly. Authentic enthusiasm differentiates you. It suggests you'll be motivated, engaged, and potentially a great cultural fit.
Okay, let's run through a full STAR example from your material. Say the interviewer asks, can you describe a time you successfully managed a project under a tight deadline? How would you answer using STAR?
Okay, great question. Here's how a STAR response might sound.
Certainly. In my previous role, my team was assigned a critical client presentation project, but we were given only 1 week to complete it, which was about half the usual time.
Okay, tight deadline. Situation set.
Task. As the project lead, my responsibility was to ensure we not only met the deadline, but also delivered a high-quality presentation that met all the client's objectives.
Clear task.
Action. Right away, I organized a project kickoff meeting to clearly define everyone's roles and responsibilities. I broke the project down into smaller, manageable daily tasks, prioritized the absolute must-haves, and scheduled brief daily check-in meetings first thing each morning to monitor progress and address any roadblocks immediately.
Specific actions taken.
Good. Result. By staying focused and collaborating closely, we successfully completed the entire presentation 2 days ahead of the deadline. The client was extremely impressed with both the quality and the quick turnaround, which actually led to them giving us additional follow-on work.
Perfect. That's a really clear, compelling answer.
Right. This structured response clearly showcases your project management skills, your proactive approach, and your effectiveness under pressure.
So the powerful insight here is,
it's that the STAR method isn't just about answering the question. It's about strategically turning your past experiences into compelling evidence of your future capabilities. Interview success really comes down to thorough preparation, clear storytelling, especially using STAR, and conveying that genuine enthusiasm. Do that, and you can confidently position yourself as a standout candidate.
Okay, you nailed the interview. You used STAR, you showed enthusiasm, you clearly communicated your skills, you walk out feeling relieved, maybe a little mentally exhausted.
Definitely a bit drained, yeah.
But before you completely relax and put your feet up, there's one more crucial step left, isn't there? Sending an effective post-interview follow-up message.
Absolutely crucial. Don't skip this step.
Now, some might think, isn't that just being polite? Does it really make a difference? Is it just good manners or is it actually strategic?
It's definitely polite, yes, but it is absolutely strategic.
Right.
It really is. Think about it. A well-crafted follow-up email does several important things.
Like?
Well, it reinforces your strong interest in the role. It gives you one last chance to briefly restate your key qualifications. And importantly, It positions you firmly and positively back in the employer's mind right when they're likely making decisions.
Because it's like a final little nudge.
Exactly. It's your final opportunity to remind them why you're the ideal candidate. Honestly, sometimes it can be the small thing that seals the deal, especially if it's a close call between candidates.
Okay, so why does this final step matter so much? Let's dig a bit deeper.
Well, remember, employers often meet many, many candidates for a single role. The hiring decision frequently comes down to subtle differences or overall impressions.
Right, it's competitive.
Sending a prompt, personalized follow-up note demonstrates several key qualities employers value. Genuine interest, you cared enough to follow up. Professionalism, attention to detail, simple appreciation and courtesy, and that continued enthusiasm for the role and company.
So it reinforces all the positive things you tried to convey in the interview.
Precisely. These qualities truly help you stand out and reinforce the positive impression you hopefully made, keeping you top of mind long after the interview itself is over.
Okay, convinced again. Let's break down the steps to crafting an impactful follow-up message. Step one seems important. Promptness.
Yes, timing really matters here. You should aim to send your follow-up email within 24 hours after the interview.
Within 24 hours? What if the interview was, like, late on a Friday?
Good question. If it was late in the day, sending it first thing the next business morning, so Monday morning in that case is perfectly acceptable.
Okay. Why the urgency?
Prompt follow-up ensures your conversation is still fresh in the interviewer's mind. It also shows you're proactive and professional. Honestly, it's one of the easiest ways to make another positive impression.
Okay, send it quickly. Step two, express genuine appreciation.
Yes, start your email with sincere gratitude. Don't just jump into selling yourself again.
How should that sound?
Something simple and sincere like, thank you again for taking the time to meet with me yesterday afternoon. I truly enjoyed our conversation about the marketing coordinator role and learning more about your team's exciting upcoming projects. A genuine thank you builds goodwill and just sets a positive professional tone right away.
Okay, appreciation first. Step three, reinforce your fit clearly and concisely.
Right. After the thank you, briefly reiterate your interest and remind them why you're a strong candidate for this specific role.
How do you do that without just repeating your resume?
Link it to a key point or a specific skill that was discussed during the interview. For example, I'm particularly excited about the upcoming specific project mentioned you discussed, and I remain confident that my experience in managing successful social media campaigns for product launches aligns perfectly with your current goals for this initiative.
Ah, connecting it back to the conversation.
Exactly. This concise reinforcement reminds them why you're a great fit, but in the context of the discussion you just had.
Okay. And step four, which you mentioned earlier and I liked, mention a specific detail from the interview itself.
Yes. This is such a powerful touch. It really shows you are actively listening and engaged during the conversation. It makes your email feel unique and not like a template.
What kind of detail?
It could be anything that genuinely stood out to you. Well, maybe, I especially appreciated our conversation about your innovative approach to customer engagement through community building. It aligns closely with my own passion for creating authentic, meaningful connections online.
So it personalizes it beyond just the role itself.
Absolutely. Specific references make your follow-up memorable and feel much more authentic. It elevates it beyond just a generic thank you note.
Love that. Finally, step five, close confidently and respectfully.
Yes. You want to reiterate your enthusiasm one last time and signal your openness for the next steps in the process.
And again, avoiding those passive closings like, hope to hear from you soon.
Definitely avoid those. Instead, try something more confident and professional, like, thank you again for your time and consideration. I remain very excited about the possibility of joining your team and contributing to company name's continued success. Please don't hesitate to reach out if you require any additional information from me as you make your decision.
That sounds great. Confident, but not pushy.
Exactly. A confident, respectful closing signals professionalism and reinforces your genuine interest right to the end.
Okay, let's look at that practical example from your sources for a sales role. What would that look like?
Right. So the subject line could be something clear like, thank you for today's interview. Your name.
Simple and direct.
Yep. And then the body might go something like this. Hi, interviewer's name. Thank you again for the opportunity to discuss the sales associate role at company name earlier today. It was genuinely great learning more about your innovative sales strategies, particularly mention a specific strategy, and hearing about your team's impressive growth plans for the next quarter.
Okay, starts with thanks and a specific reference. Good.
I'm especially drawn to your company's customer-focused approach, as it aligns perfectly with my own background in building lasting client relationships and consistently exceeding sales targets, like when I briefly mentioned a relevant achievement.
Reinforcing fit with evidence. Nice.
After our conversation, I'm even more confident in my ability to contribute positively to your sales team's success and hit the ground running. Please don't hesitate to reach out if you need any further information from me. I look forward to hearing about the next steps in the hiring process. Thank you once again for your time and insight. Warm regards, your name.
That feels really solid. It hits all the points we discussed.
Yeah, what's striking about that example is its perfect balance, I think. It's concise, it sounds genuine, and it's completely professional. It reinforces the candidate's enthusiasm and fit without being overly long or sounding like a generic template.
So the key takeaway, the real insight here for the follow-up is?
It's that a thoughtful, personalized follow-up email isn't just a formality you have to check off a list. It's a genuinely strategic move. It significantly boosts your chances by cementing that positive impression you worked so hard to make right in the interviewer's mind as they're making their final decision. Don't underestimate its power.
Fantastic advice. So, thinking back on everything we've covered, you've really successfully navigated the absolute essentials of securing your next career opportunity. We've just walked through a comprehensive step-by-step roadmap drawn directly from your incredible sources and research.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey through the process. We started way back at the beginning, demystifying those applicant tracking systems, didn't we? Turning those potentially frustrating digital gatekeepers from feeling like obstacles into actual pathways, just by showing you how to optimize your documents to speak their language.
Right. Then we shifted our focus to crafting truly impactful resumes, going way beyond just simple lists of duties to really highlight your unique value and those all-important quantifiable achievements, all designed to capture attention in those critical first few seconds.
Exactly. And next, you learn the art of writing personalized cover letters, transforming them from what can feel like a generic formality into really powerful statements of genuine interest, showing that perfect alignment with a specific employer's needs.
And of course, we prepared you for the interviews themselves, giving you practical tools like doing thorough research beforehand, harnessing the power of storytelling, and mastering the STAR method to confidently share your experiences and showcase your skills, turning those nerve-wracking questions into real opportunities to shine.
Yep. And finally, we just equipped you with a subtle but critical art of the effective post-interview follow-up, making sure that your very last impression is just as strong and positive as your first, reinforcing your professionalism and your sustained enthusiasm right to the finish line.
So, wrapping this all up, what does this really mean for you, the listener? Why do all these individual skills and steps matter so much when put together?
Well, I think the bottom line is that securing a job, especially a good job in today's market, it really isn't about luck. Not usually.
Right.
It's about strategically and clearly demonstrating your unique value at every single stage of the application process.
So from those carefully tailored resumes and engaging personalized cover letters,
all the way through to confident, well-prepared interviews and those thoughtful, professional follow-up messages,
each step is a distinct opportunity to communicate your relevance, your enthusiasm, and your professionalism directly to potential employers.
Exactly. You've essentially just built yourself a comprehensive job search toolkit throughout this deep dive. It's a really powerful set of skills and strategies, all designed to help you not just find any job, but truly secure your next great opportunity.
Precisely. And maybe here's a final thought for you to chew on as we wrap up. Consistently applying these strategies we've discussed, doing it with real intentionality and growing confidence each time will absolutely differentiate you from other candidates in what's often a very crowded market.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond just landing the next job, it'll truly empower you, because fundamentally these are powerful communication and strategic thinking skills. And those skills, they'll continue to benefit you immensely throughout your entire professional journey, no matter where your career path eventually takes you.